you could immerse yourself in a world of overflowing beauty, a world in which you could explore ease with consciousness and the lightness of change. If ordinary isn't enough for you and remarkable is just the beginning, join us to discover a universe that is truly magical. This is Creme de la Creme, presented by facilitators of Access Consciousness. Is now the time for something different? Here are the hosts of Creme de la Creme.
Hello, everybody. We're on again. So welcome to today's show. I'm Jonas, and I have a couple of colleagues with me today as well. Susanna and Anne and Tamara and Marilyn, and we're just going to rock it today again. And today we're
so we're just colleagues now, Jonas.
Oh, such a good point. I actually hate these people. Like, I'm totally not used to them at all. They're kind of horrible. But, you know, since I'm really good at creating beyond the impossible, I can cope with it.
Thank you so much, Jonas. We love you.
They're not only my colleagues, they're my friends, and I'm really grateful for them. And you know what? That's why
but
we
time-wise, what's possible
that's
here?
That's why we can create beyond the impossible, and that's also why we can have so much fun. I'm just saying. So today we are going to talk about creating beyond the impossible, and you know, sometimes things are really hard, and sometimes they're just really a lot of ease. And what's the difference between those times, and what can we do when it's kind of hard and we don't really know what to do, and how we can do that differently, and what tools and awarenesses we can use to break beyond that when it feels like it's impossible and we just feel stuck. So I think we're just going to dig straight into it and just enjoy ourselves and each other and you. And by the way, so I don't forget it because I normally do, if you want to call in, you can call in to our show and ask our questions. And I still wish I had the number, which you obviously should have if you're me.
And none of your wives has the number either?
The number, I do. I don't have the internet. I have the, oh, here it is, 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141 for your comments and questions.
Please call in if you want. You can, if you didn't catch the number, you can find it on the voiceamerica.com webpage and just search for Creme de la Creme.
Creme de la creme.
Hey, so, so creating beyond the impossible, I know myself, I've been looking into this a lot, and first of all, we just have to realize that anything would be impossible. It's obviously just a big lie to begin with. But, you know, we all know that sometimes it feels totally impossible, and I have a quote, actually, that I got from a colleague that I worked with, like, 10 years ago, way before I started Access. And he always said to me, like, impossible is just temporary. And it's like, that's actually a really good point, because it does feel impossible, but it is kind of temporary, because if you look back at the history, things that were impossible in 50 years ago, we just take for granted today. So what experiences do you guys have about creating beyond the impossible?
I just thought when you said, Jonas, like the you know, it's just temporary. You know, when people say, I don't have money, and one of the things that you know, helped me when I, you know, had the point of you don't have money is, you know, instead of saying, I don't have money, to say, I'm temporarily out of cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just had a little thing when you said temporary.
Yeah, but I think that's a great point, because what you're actually emphasizing on and what you're actually talking about is how our point of view will create a totally different space. So if you have the point of view that you don't have money, you will obviously create you don't have money. And if you're having the view that you're just temporary out of cash, you're actually opening the door to change it.
Yeah, because you don't have the point of view that, you know, you don't buy the point of view that you don't have money. You actually, with that, you know, set yourself up to go and look for different possibilities. And it's great what you said before also that, you know, when people think that life should be hard, when there are moments when it could be hard or should be hard, and then moments where it's easy. And, like, really, your point of view creates your reality. And we all know there's only one thing that should be hard in one's life, right?
What is that, Susanna?
What is that, Susanna?
What is that? Right. So the only thing you want to have hard in your life is not only your eggs in the morning, because I like them hard, it's also what... It's also the thing that hangs between a man's legs, you know? That's kind of like the only thing that, right. You know where I got that from?
Yeah, I do know where you got that from. So, but it's true, though. That's when you want to have hard occasionally. Or
yes, always. And eggs in the morning.
And eggs in the morning. So, I just have to tell you all, because 6-7 years ago, before I started to do Access, I was really functioning from a totally different perspective and point of view and space, or less space actually, about what is actually possible and how we can actually change things and if it's changeable. And then I heard this all the time, that everything is possible, and I started to step into more and more of the space of that everything is possible. And what I know now, 6-7 years later, that it's just given to me, and it's just like, of course it's possible, of course that's possible. I do not know how yet, but it's totally possible to change that. And I know that based on how many things that I have considered impossible before, that now just I know it's possible, and I have changed throughout the year. So,
yeah,
we have a lot of tools and awarenesses how you can change things. And I think that you starting to opening up for a different point of view, that's really the first step.
Yeah, and what you mentioned, Jonas, is also, when you ask for greater possibilities, one thing that helped me, I mean, there's so many tools, one thing that helped me personally the most is also to be willing to have patience. You know, you ask for possibilities, and then we all wanted yesterday, at least, and then when it doesn't come yesterday, you go, oh, it doesn't work, and then the universe goes, oh, it doesn't work, you know, and then you put on the brakes. Many times it's just a matter of, you know, just let the universe do its job, ask and you shall receive. But, you know, sometimes you ask for bigger things and the universe needs some time to readjust itself to give you what you ask for.
Yeah, totally, and you have, it's patience. It's also that willingness to know that things will work out, but not know the how of it, not go to the linear thing. Moving in a month, I don't know where I'm going. I don't even know if I'm staying in Texas. And this was cool about, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. But now it's like, well, this is really interesting. And I ask every day, and I'm like, okay, body, consciousness, where are we going?
And, I didn't know you were moving.
I'm moving, and I'm packing up, and I've given my notice. But it's that willingness, and that was a little rough for me to get into. It was just like... And I think a lot of that is about trusting yourself and trusting the universe. Just, okay, more will be revealed. You know, what next? Following the energy. The energy is to move. Okay, I'm moving. I may not know where, but I know I'm moving.
That is so cool, Marilyn. I remember when I broke up from my long relationship many years ago, and we sold our house. And we already had it sold, and I had 1 month, like the last month, that I didn't have anywhere to live. And I was looking for all these places to, you know, all these apartments, and none of them really felt right. And I'm like, I cannot make myself live somewhere where I'm not really happy. So I'm like, you know, what if I trust? So I ask, hey, universe, you know, what else is possible? And then just like, I think 2 weeks before I had to have somewhere to live, this, you know, I went online. I just knew, go online now. So I went online and I saw this beautiful apartment. I just knew this one. It just felt so light. And then, you know, everything else opened up.
Cool.
What else is possible? Yay.
It'd be really interesting. It is really.
Yes.
That's actually leaving it open for the universe. As you said, the universe has to rearrange some things.
Yeah.
That willingness to sands allows the universe that time.
And that is really one of the bigger things with creating beyond the impossible, because we have decided that that there's something that is impossible. It is a lie that I said, and it's a point of view. But one of the things to create beyond that is really to be willing to be patient enough to allow the universe to rearrange itself as well. Because it's almost like before the universe has rearranged, it is almost like it is impossible, which means that it is impossible in the now. In these seconds, it's not totally possible yet. But it's just temporary, and when you start asking for how this can change and what you can be and do to change that, and asking questions about what you want to do and start making the choices that to create that, the universe starts to rearrange, and suddenly it's possible.
Yeah, and what you say ties like into this, that, you know, we're so used to constantly looking for evidence. It's like we're all those scientifically based beings, you know, brains on feet, walking around, looking at evidence. And if there's no physical evidence that things are changing, people go into the conclusion nothing is changing. And this is exactly what puts the brakes on to things actually changing, because you go, oh, you know, there's no evidence. There's nothing that I can measure to change. But change is like not measurable. And I realize this every time we have, you know, one of those classes. Like now we've just been in New Zealand. It's been an amazing rocking class with Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness. And, you know, you go and you're just being so different after this. And you cannot measure the change. It's like you cannot compare, oh, is it better, is it worse? It's just different. So this is also an invitation to, you know, what if we could get over measuring change and just acknowledging when things are starting to be different and when you start to be different?
I think that's a really, really great point, this part of acknowledging that there is actually a movement and a creation going on, instead of always moving towards the final result or the completion of the result or the final product that we have decided we're asking for. If we are looking for that and we want that yesterday, of course we failed. But if we're looking at a target and going in that direction, and during the ride actually acknowledge everything that is changing towards that, even if we cannot always even figure out how it has changed and what has changed and how this is working better now, and just start acknowledging that will actually encourage the change and allow you to receive all of the change that is going on all the time.
Wow.
So it's Anne, and when I first started taking Access classes, I didn't know, I was in the space that you guys are talking about where I had created huge change and I wasn't really aware of it. And I was working at the time in a therapy practice with a bunch of other therapists, and most of them were guys, and I always wanted to fit in with them. I always wanted to be like one of the guys, you know, and to be on the inside of their, not on the inside, but to be on the end of their jokes and all that kind of stuff. And they were so mean to me, like so, so incredibly mean to me. And I noticed one day, I took my first Access class in November, and I think it was in either February or March. I noticed how kind they were being to me. And I was so grateful for what the tools of Access had created in my life. It was like that awareness that things really were different, right? So to the people who are listening, what if you don't have to take a class or go to New Zealand or do whatever? What if you just do it's almost like to choose something and to work with it or to play with it and ask. Something that I didn't do. I didn't ask the universe to show me, but the universe did show me. I was way more awake and way more aware than I had been before. And God, it was so cool listening to you guys talk about that.
Yeah, and what I get is like we have to cut up so much of us and so much of our capacity and power and potency to, I guess, actually, let me change that too. We actually have to buy into and validate a lot of other people's points of views and realities to buy into that something is impossible.
Right. Right.
Sounded better.
And it's also becoming really good at noticing the change, you know, when we talk about acknowledging. So sometimes it's really obvious when something changes, and many times it's just so subtle. And you got to train yourself and, like, really practice that muscle of noticing what is changing, receiving it. And, you know, the element of gratitude and, like, wow, thank me that, you know, this and this changed. Thank you, universe, and how does it get any better in this? And it's like, for me, I really realized it's really a muscle of starting to acknowledge when things are changing, because it's really, really subtle many times. And, you know, when I work with clients, I usually don't ask them, has anything changed? Because many of them, you know, are not really trained to being aware of what has changed. But, you know, tell me about your week. Tell me about your day. What's different? And you can ask that question to yourself also. Hey, what's different? What's up? Just to be aware of what actually is changing, so you can have more of it.
Same, better, or worse.
Is that we, one of the things that we do is we do this, or I've certainly done it, and I've seen it in my clients, this is Marilyn, the conclusionary reality. It's like if you try two or three things and they don't work, then it's like you shrug your shoulders and go, well, I guess that's impossible. I guess that can't work out. And it's almost like, we're not trained or taught to keep asking questions. Well, okay, that didn't turn out the way I thought it would. What else is possible? What else could we do here? I wonder what else, where this is going to lead me. Or some question,
I love that,
is what's possible beyond my wildest imagination? Because my imagination is based in my brain, which is linear, which can only reference the past. So that's a question that I ask a lot. But to keep asking questions is, I think, it's a huge key.
It is. It's definitely a super huge key. And so, guys, we are really excited about giving you more awarenesses and more tools to change this and to create more. And we just have to go to a break. You know how it is in this reality we live in. We're doing breaks sometimes. And this is one of them. So we'll talk to you in a couple of minutes again.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Want to know what the best kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
You are listening to Creme de la Creme, presented by Access Consciousness. Join us on the program today via phone or email. Call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Pam at accessconsciousness.com. She'll make sure we get the message. Now, back to Creme de la Creme.
Hi again, and if you were listening, there you got the number again. So if you want to call in, just and we can talk to you, with you, and you can talk to us, and you can ask questions, whatever you want. So we're going to continue this Creating Beyond the Impossible conversation, and as you, if you heard the first part, we did talk a lot about your point of view creates your reality, and if you have a point of view about that it's not possible or that something is not possible, it will literally stop you. You cannot pretend beyond your point of view. I'm really, really sorry.
Jonas? So what's your point of view about me?
My point of view about you is that you're my Austrian wife and you're
okay, cool.
To tell
I'm
your
happy.
Parents about me.
Right. So your point of view creates your reality, right?
Exactly. So you are to tell your parents.
I love you. I hope they're not listening.
So what would it take to create Beyond the Impossible, where Susanna is acknowledging me to her parents? Just kidding. I'm sorry, we're just full of shit and can't stop ourselves from joking about it. So I want to go on the thread that we were talking about just before the break about acknowledging the change. And it was either Susanna or Marilyn said something really, really amazing around that. And I think that's such a big thing. If you are in creation and you're moving things and you're creating more and you're changing what you have decided is impossible, it's a lot about acknowledging the change. And I know how we're so caught up with our life and living and doing all our to-dos and taking care of everything we have decided we need to take care of. So we so many times forget to even acknowledging how amazing we are, how much we're really creating already. And that actually stops the creation. That stops the possibility for expansion and also our receiving. So mm-hmm. Do you have any good tips and tricks for that?
What you just mentioned, Jonas, was brilliant. It's like, you know, how people easily function on autopilot. You know, when you get in your car and then you suddenly end up where you want to end up, but you have no idea how you got there. I've never done that. so it's really
you
like
have heard about it.
I just read about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So but it's just autopilot where people just, you know, do things, whatever, and don't even are aware of that they are, you know, just, you know, creating their lives the way that they actually are not happy with. So just one tool is this constantly just allowing yourself to be present. And one friend to be present is actually your body. I love aware of my body. And when I notice that, oops, you know, not being present, going on autopilot, that's actually already one way of being present again. And the bodies are such great tools to being here now. And, you know, just when you take a walk, like, just remind yourself that you actually do have a body, because many people do forget that they have this friend, and it's a great tool to be here and get out of this autopilot. And your body has a great way of showing you what else is possible, showing you that life can be pleasurable, can be fun. You know, your body can be this great toy and friend to being present in the world and receiving what else is possible around you. Just today I was taking a walk in a park in Vienna because I've been working on my computer and my body was, no, we're going to go outside and do something different. So I had this wonderful, wonderful walk, and you know, just looking up, I saw these beautiful trees with all kinds of different greenish nuances, colors, that I, you know, haven't really realized the day before when I walked. So I realized, like, everything is changing so much in just one day. It's incredible. And how extremely rich everything is, it's just wonderful. So that is just, like, small things like this are, for me, creating beyond the impossible. Because you really receive the possibilities of just, you know, just being happy when you take a walk and are aware of the different colors in the trees. I mean, it sounds like airy fairy, but it's really kind of cool. It makes me happy.
Happy is good.
Yes.
Well,
happy is good.
One of the things that I was thinking about was how we're also taught to look for what's wrong and sort of disqualify what's right. You know, it's like, well, you know, I only got a 98 on that test. That means I got two wrong. I wonder what's wrong with me. And if we can make that switch from focusing on the negative and just catching yourself and go, okay, so what's right about this I'm not getting? What's right I haven't acknowledged? Oh, I got 98% of them right. You know, and I notice that, like, sometimes when I work with people, it'll be like, well, you know, I noticed I came to conclusion and again, and I'm like, oh, so how many times did you not come to conclusion? How many times did you really allow more possibilities than you ever have? And there's like, they just light up. And when you were talking about being happy, Susanna, I mean, to me, that's when we're happy, we're creative, and we're seeing possibilities.
Yeah, it's true. That's so true. That's so easy, right? I mean, you're happy and you're creating beyond the impossible of this reality. Wow, I love it.
And I want to add to that, because what Marilyn says about how we're only focusing on the negative and we're only focusing on what doesn't work, that is literally creating your life. And it's also creating all the things that is impossible, obviously, and everywhere we get stuck. And I just want to bring that up so you do not go to the conclusion that the opposite, focusing on the positive, is what will create. Because what is actually true is that focusing, or not even focusing, but acknowledging what is what will create beyond everything.
Mm-hmm. That's awareness. Wow.
It is awareness. And you know, if you would be willing to acknowledging and put some sort of focus and attention on what is, that would actually be you acknowledging the change that is going on, because the change is going on whether you like it or not, whether you acknowledge it or not.
So true. So true. It's like really this leave conversation before, you know, just seeing that everything just shifts in one day. It's like there's no way you can stop the change. You can just surf on it. That's maybe a better option.
Yeah. And I know that Marilyn did not mean that you should focus on the positive, but she's also totally correct. Like, we're fucking focusing on the negative all the time. And I'm sorry for the word that starts with an S.
You're not.
I did not mean it at all.
Sounds good.
Sounds but it's so good that you bring that up, Marilyn, because we are really focusing on the negative and what doesn't work. And we're basically flowing all our energy to feed that all the time.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so taught. What did you get wrong? What do you need to improve? I've said this before, but I'll say it again. My mom used to come in and wake me up and throw open the blinds and say, "Rise and shine, a new day dawns, offering you new opportunities to better yourself."
Wow.
Oh,
so I was just going to say, oh, that's such a great mom. And then you end with, to better yourself. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Because look at that. I think that, oh, thanks for saying that, Marilyn. Because that's really like, oh, that's such a kind comment. Oh, that's a mother that really wants more for you. And maybe it is, but also look what she's creating. It's creating the point of view that it's not good, that it's not okay yet.
Yeah, and you know, she wasn't doing it out of being mean.
No, absolutely not.
You know, she said, I only criticize you so you can improve. It's like, we want you to be better, stronger, more, but from the point of view of there's something wrong with you, not what's right about you.
Yeah.
That's so interesting what people see as caring, huh? Like, you know, if you judge and if you, you know, I just say this because I care for you. Wow, that's interesting. You know, caring for many people has so many judgments. Incredible.
Yeah. And that's like, if we just go in slightly to the area of creating, if you're grateful for what you are and what you have, you actually create the space to create more. And when you're not grateful for what you are and what you have, you actually just created an obstacle you now need to solve and overcome instead.
Yeah, and this gratitude thing, it's really not done much on this planet. It's, you know, people mostly use judgments as motivation, you know, when they're really, you know, down and feel really bad or have a lack of money and almost don't get by, then they think, you know, now I have the motivation to create rather than, and it never really creates, it just perpetrates the same lack that you've already decided you have, rather than what you mentioned, Jonas, the gratitude, which always creates more.
Yeah. And gratitude is not this forced energy of, oh, I'm so grateful for my left pinky toe because it's so beautiful.
But I am. I just colored my toes really, you know, like this fiery red. I love my toes. I'm grateful for my pinky toe.
But you can be grateful for it. I've been to several countries where they have wanted us to practice gratitude, and by, like, just practice grateful for your left pinky toe, and, like, I don't fucking care about that at the moment. I have bigger issues. No, that was my
bigger issue.
Maybe that.
I have a big toe.
Maybe that was my interesting point of view. But what if you just look at what you are and what you have and start looking at what you are actually grateful for instead of trying to force to be grateful for the things that you're not? Because if you start by acknowledging being grateful for what you actually are grateful for, that will spread your gratefulness all over the place, I can promise.
And all your toes will be pretty.
Exactly. That's where we will end up. So this is the technique you need to do if you want to be grateful for all of your toes. That's so funny. So I think you get the picture about acknowledging the change and being grateful for the change and ask what else is possible. So what other tools do we have that we can really, really recommend that we have used, that you have used, that has really contributed to you a lot?
Well, one that comes up for me is, it's such a basic one to access, but it's acknowledging that we have choice. Because I think that whole thing of there's nothing possible here comes from this idea that there's no choice. There's not any other choice that I can make that the universe can offer. So just acknowledging, you know, I do have choice here. I have choice. I always have choice. There used to be a bumper sticker with that I loved. I stick it up in my office. You have choice. You always have choice. Is if you can acknowledge you have choice, and it's not just between the apparent A and B that's right in front of you, but what else? Use it in a question. What else could I choose here? You know, what other choices are available? What if I looked at this differently? You know, just that every 10 seconds we can choose and choose again. And if something doesn't, you know, a choice is only good for 10 seconds. So that you don't cut anything off by actually choosing. Choose and see what it shows you. Choose something else and see what it shows you. I'm going around looking at apartments and it's like, that's a choice to go do that. Then I know, oh, no, that's not going to work for me at all. Okay, or, oh, that's got possibilities. So, you know, I'm looking online in Santa Fe. It's like, huh, that's interesting. Okay. But if you keep choosing different things, you know, what else could I choose here? What else could I choose here? Mm-hmm. More and more possibilities will show up. It's sort of like they kind of spark each other is what I've found.
Yeah.
That's so cool. But, you know, choice has this really bad reputation in this world. You know, Jonas and I, we know, not because we're married, but we just know, because we both have lived in Sweden. And when you go to lunch there, they say you have choice. You can either have spaghetti with white sauce or spaghetti with red sauce. And they say, now choose. So for most people, that is, you know, as much choice as they allow in their lives. Choose this or choose that.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
If you're really lucky and if you find a really good lunch place in Sweden, you basically have one choice of meat, one choice of fish, and one choice of vegetarian.
That's big. Yes, that's big.
No, it's so big. You have three choices, so we can be really efficient here, so we don't give you too much choice. That is literally how it is. She's not joking, I promise you.
It's really true. It's really true. And it's so funny because then choice gets such a bad reputation. And, you know, I remember when I had a conversation with Gary at one point, and I was like, but, you know, there are all these choices. And, you know, it's like, it's so overwhelming. And, you know, then you know, he talked about practicing choosing. And he said, you know, go into a chocolate store and look at all the candy there. And so what if every single candy is a possibility for you that you can receive? And which one would you like to start with? Which one would you like to taste first? And this is how, for the first time, I got, wow, so choice is actually about receiving everything and then ask, so which one would I like to choose first? Which one would I like to taste first? Like if you use this in your life, which person would I like to taste first? Which thing would I like to taste first? So it's just this ongoing possibility and this willingness to be and receive. Cool, huh?
Yeah, it's really cool. So we are on our way to another break, but before we go to break, I just want to summarize this part of the show. So I hope you all heard it. And what's really important here is that all kinds of chocolate is a possibility. So.
And enjoy your left pinky toe with red toenail.
Exactly. So see you in a couple of minutes again. We'll be back.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
You are listening to Creme de la Creme, presented by Access Consciousness. Join us on the program today via phone or email. Call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Pam at accessconsciousness.com. She'll make sure we get the message. Now, back to Creme de la Creme.
Hi again. Since we're really, really good at keeping our promises, we're back again. So, you know, if we say we'll come back in a couple of minutes, we will.
Okay.
So,
you can rely on us.
Exactly. You can rely on us. We'll be here again. So, so we were talking in the break, and we were talking about how we sometimes have this small world and small possibility perspective. And one thing to basically create beyond the impossible and allow more possibilities to show up is literally to broaden your perspective. Like, if you did not try to define what's possible within the linearity and the cognitive mind you have, and instead were willing to receive even the things that you did not know was possible yet. But that requires you to have a slightly bigger perspective or a lot bigger perspective. But if you have a point of view that everything is possible, how much bigger perspective would you have to have? Huh?
You know what I feel that, Jonas, is people going right to how. Like, if they can't imagine how, like, well, how do you do that? If they can't imagine how it's going to happen, then they eliminate it from possibility. And I know that's the place that I lived before Access was, I was like, well, how do you do that? 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 And if I couldn't cognitively understand how it was going to occur, which, of course, you know, when you're playing with magic, how is not necessarily part of the equation. And that's one of the biggest things that I see when I'm working with my clients is if they can't fathom how, it's eliminated as a possibility.
Yeah.
It's like life is not IKEA furniture. You know, when you get IKEA furniture, it's like you get, you know, do this, and there's always one screw missing anyway.
We all have one screw missing?
I have at least two. Don't worry.
Don't worry. You're good there, Marley. Susanna has two.
Go.
I think it's really good that you're bringing that up, Tamara, because everybody tends to go to the how always, and I did too. And there is actually a how, and the how is take your how, put it in a plastic bag, make a really, really solid knot, and then throw the whole plastic bag in the trash bin.
Well, the thing that I tell people is as soon as, and I do this for myself, I mean, I still do this all the time, is as soon as my mind starts going, well, how am I going to do that, or how does that work, or how, every time I say how, I now use that as like my little alarm going off in my own mind, and I go, oh, I'm going into the how do I do that? And I say, here's what I replace it with. What generative energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be that would allow us to bring that to fruition, you know, whatever it is that I'm looking at or wanting, desiring to create, bring that to fruition with total ease and magic. And everything that doesn't allow that, times a gazillion, right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all mine, shorts, boys and beyonds, because it shifts me into the energy of being whatever is required in order to receive that, as opposed to my mind trying to figure out how to do that.
Ooh, receiving as opposed to doing. That's cool.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
I actually love the tool that you just gave everybody. It's like every time you start asking or thinking, how would you do that? Like, create this instantaneous alarm in your body. Oh, there was a how. Hang on. And start going to another question, and like the question that someone said, what energy, space, and consciousness can I be, blah, 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 or something else. So you get away from the how. Like, see if you can install this automatic howl alarm in your body. That would be great.
That's exactly what I have. I've got a howl alarm, and I shift it to energy, space, and consciousness every single time, and it makes all the difference, because trying to logically, linearly, rationally, and reasonably figure out how is like taking a slow boat to China. If I want to activate the magic that I be, I ask about, I want to activate that energy of magic that I be, and then the universe can just contribute to me with ease.
Yeah. And I just taught facilitated a 4-day class this last weekend, and one of the things we were talking about was this broader perspective of things and on things, and we were looking at how we're trying to figure out what is our next step and what is the next thing that is possible and how can I get there. And we have the example of so you can basically fly economy, and then if you want to upgrade yourself, you go to the question, how can I do that? And you start figuring out, yeah, maybe I could fly premium economy, you know? And if everything was possible, what would I choose? I would fly first class, you know? But that's really how we're linearly looking at it, instead of just having a totally broader perspective, where one person just instantaneously said, I would probably rather have a private jet. And then another person said, oh, yeah, but I would think that transmigrate would be way easier for me. Oh, that is a broader perspective. But if we're looking at just upgrade ourselves one class at a time, that is basically how we are doing it when we're functioning from how, because we think we need to figure out how it's possible. And then we can only take
step by step. And you know this funny... Sorry. Go. Camera.
Oh, I was just saying, that's the step-by-step-by-step way, you know, incremental, you know, I'll just upgrade one level from where I am now instead of choosing, you know, the greatest possibility or even something beyond that.
Yeah, and the how is the step-by-step method.
Yes, absolutely.
I just had it's funny because you mentioned that example. I just had a long flight from New Zealand to Europe and 40 hours travel all in all. And I had this, so what would be possible? And then I almost went into this, you know, flying business class and first class. And I wonder, so if it didn't have to look like first class and business class, what is it actually I would like out of this flight? Oh, I would like to have it comfortable, great for my body, fun, easy. So if I didn't have a point of view to look a certain way, what's possible, universe? So the cool thing is I flew economy, but I get this whole row for myself where I could lay down and sleep. So cool. It's like if you don't have a point of view that it should look a certain way, you know, business class or something or whatever, it's like what's the energy of what you would like your life to be like? And ask for that, and however it shows up later, whether it's business class or first class or a perfect man or woman or money or whatever, it doesn't matter because you have what you would like in whatever form. Yeah.
That's an awesome thing to bring up, Susanna, because what you're really saying is, hey, folks, get the energy of what you would like rather than the picture of it. And it's the picture we're trying to image it that actually cuts out other possibilities, where if you get the energy of it, the universe reaches out to match that energy. Yeah.
And it has way more playground. The universe has way more playground to contribute to you because you're not fixed in the point of view of how it should look like. You're not doing the IKEA furniture thing, but you're willing to receive. And this brings this whole visualization thing in a totally different perspective, because people have learned to visualize and know what their future should look like as a picture. And we all know, you know, when you went to a job interview, people ask, so where do you see yourself in 5 years? I never had a clue, because they want you to describe the picture of where you see yourself in 5 years. And all you can do is take the picture out of the interviewer's head and just describe what you see there. But what if you don't have to force yourself to have a picture and project it into the future? Because that is actually a great limitation to have, rather than being aware of, hey, what would I like? How, not the picture, but what is the energy of it that I would like to create.
Yeah.
Yay! Yay!
Yeah, but I like what you're both bringing up is a big piece to this whole thing of creating beyond what's possible or creating beyond the impossible, because we tend to solidify the possibility as what we can cognitively basically compute, and that would be to make it solid and create it from like the picture, like Marilyn said, instead of just being willing to ask for an energy that will match with what you want to have and then allow it to show up whatever way it shows up.
Yeah, because then, yeah, yeah. And I've done a similar thing on the plane, Susanna. It's great when, you know, I'll get this idea, well, I could upgrade, and it's like, and the energy is like, don't bother. And then you get three seats to yourself and, you know, extra leg room. And
yeah. Exactly, Marilyn. It's like, because if you think, okay, I just get what I want when I upgrade or when I have a certain result in life, then you try to prove to yourself that this is where you should go to have success and to prove that you have achieved something you should have achieved. But what if life is not about achieving something or proving something, but like, hey, what works for you no matter how it looks like? You know, I had this weekend I had a pragmatic psychology class in Vienna, and there was this family there that were so different in their way of handling their kids. And it was such an inspiration to the world. And they've made themselves so wrong because they don't do things like a normal family. They took their kids out of school to be in the class. I mean, you know, as a good parent, you're not supposed to do that. And they were so, that's the point of view they had. And they had, like, they were so great and such an inspiration of how different they were being. And they had no idea what gift they were to the world. So they were, like, stunned to see that their difference was such a gift to the world. So, cool. Yeah, what else is possible?
You know, what else is possible? And this whole thing about trying to solidify what we can be, what we can have, is actually the things that are cutting everything off from having something beyond what we could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think we just fried our own brains.
I think so, too.
So like it. I'm better off when my brain is fried. Otherwise,
yeah.
It's something.
And eating one of Marilyn's cookies.
That's true. So we kind of have just a couple of minutes left on this show, which is obviously very sad to all of us because we could have been talking about this forever because we love this topic and we love to creating beyond all these limitations that we have put up for ourselves. But let's just do a super short recap of what we have been talking about so you can have that with you. So be willing to let go of your points of views. Like, really, start acknowledging what points of views you have and what limitations they are creating, and what other points of views can you let go of that would create a different possibility. And acknowledge the change you're already creating. Acknowledge what you're already being. Acknowledge and be grateful for everything you have and still ask for more all the time. And then, I don't know, what else did we talk about?
Well, you just hit on that, acknowledge everything and be grateful for everything you have and still ask for more. I think that's very key to possibilities.
Yeah.
And we didn't go into that so much. That's a great concept, Jonas. Is there nothing?
And don't forget the chocolate, and don't forget your toes.
No, do not forget that. Hey, we also want to send you off with the last tool and process that you can really use to create more. And it goes like this. What physical actualization of the unreal, the unbelievable, the fantastic, and the phenomenal am I now capable of generating, creating, and instituting? Huh. And everything doesn't allow that. Can we do strength and great all?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good or bad, fuck and fuck, all nine shorts, plays, and beyond, because you can create way more unreal, unbelievable, fantastic, and phenomenal than you think.
Yes, you can.
So, thank you, everybody, for today. We have to go off air now because there's other people that want to come on, and we're really kind today, so we're allowing them. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Listening. Thank you, my lovely and dear friends, for being on playing today. And we'll talk to you soon, and we'll be back next week.
Yippee.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Creme de la Creme today. You might like to listen to it more than once. To experience even more change, join us again next Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Be sure to check out creatingaconsciousworld.com and accessconsciousness.com to find out more about us and about Access. What would it take for you to choose to be the creme de la creme in your life and to choose it again and again? Will you?